there are a lot of pressures to not seeing slum dwellers, undercounting them. Because, of course, once you recognize, oh, there's a slum up that hill, there are 250 households, there are citizens, it carries a moral imperative to do something. So that fight of where are we, where are these settlements, how many people are there, and understand what goes on. So my second big concern, meaning question that I think needs to be perspective that needs to be changed is that not everybody in a slum is equally poor. Not everybody in a slum is equally uneducated. There's a lot of variety inside a slum. That variety is what makes slums resilient. But then that means that when policies are designed, it has to take a little bit more of a nuanced approach. So those two questions of seeing the slums and then going in and recognizing that they are neighborhoods that are diverse, and that diversity needs to be incorporated into policymaking.
And are slum dwellers and the voices of slum dwellers being heard enough in this new urban agenda that's come out of Habitat 3?
Time will tell. I think it's already quite important change that someone that in this gathering in Quito, there are representatives of slum dwellers. So I think their voices are being heard.
And are they being taken seriously enough?
That, I think, that will have to wait. But my perspective, I think there's a commitment, and I take officials seriously, I take UN functionaries seriously, but no doubt it will take continued organizing by the slum dwellers, by the poor of the world, to make sure that the voices are heard. But the first step is to want to acknowledge that their voice needs to be heard, and that has been made.
And for many cities, I imagine that adhering to this new urban agenda, one practical step might be to start doing slum clearance. You know, if you're going to redesign, rethink your city, why not start tearing down the bits that aren't well planned?
I think the urban agenda cannot be honestly read as promoting harmful policies, but as this agenda is implemented, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. If the residents of poor neighborhoods, and again, that's all a slum is, it's not this strange alien thing, is if they are not part of the decisions of how we're going to implement this agenda, then this agenda, it will fail. It will be vacuous. It might even be harmful. I'm hopeful that there's now a lot of willingness to, okay, lots of voices, lots of residents of cities, let's hear them. If that's the case, then the agenda will succeed. Maybe it will take longer. Now, what I can say is that if the perspective of the urban poor, if that voice is not very loudly heard, it will fail.
It is, of course, enshrined quite loudly in the agenda, but I guess it's going to be all about the implementation.
Yes. And what's important is that the poor in many parts of the world have the organization to be heard. So we're not doing them a favor. They are demanding to be heard, and it will be up to everybody's benefit that their voice be heard seriously. If it is not, it will just make our urban future less pleasant.